Philadelphia has experienced some unusual spikes in overdoses and related deaths over the past few weeks. As WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, it comes amid a general increase in overdose deaths around the region and state.
Philadelphia police reported 9 suspected overdose deaths in Kensington alone between Friday and Sunday. 6 of the deaths being investigated happened all in one day. Roland Lamb is Philadelphia's Deputy Commissioner for Behavioral Health Services. He's awaiting more details from the medical examiner's office on the causes, but
in my history of being involved with drug treatment for almost 45 years, this is as bad as it gets. I haven't heard anything like this, with the exception of the initial outbreak of the fentanyl in 2006.
Lamb is referring to a really potent synthetic opioid that also has recently been cut into some batches of heroin. That can increase the risk of an overdose, often without a user knowing that the heroin has been altered. Jose Benitez is director of Prevention Point. It's a public health group and syringe exchange located in the heart of the area where many of the overdose deaths happened. He says one day about 3 weeks ago, there were some 50 overdose incidents, including 5 deaths. He says one way they're trying to combat the problem is distributing more naloxone kits.
So 2 or 3 weeks ago, when we had the 50 overdose incidences, we gave out 75 naloxone kits to high-risk people in a day, and that is a lot.
If naloxone's administered soon enough, it can reverse on the spot a potentially fatal overdose. Benitez and Lamb both say one challenge is the high cost of the kits. They're about $75 for a pack of 2. Lamb's department has already paid in excess of $500,000 for kits and training on how to use them this year. He says it's not enough. The mayor's office recently announced the creation of an overdose task force. Benitez says he's hoping that will produce a more organized, real-time response mechanism for when people catch wind of these spikes. Philadelphia, meanwhile, is on pace to have more than 700 overdose deaths this year. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.